Shock me like an electric needle. Hi, welcome to the alternate universe featuring me, your host, Deej. Oh no, what this is a little high. Let me know how I'm sounding. There we go. This is the alternate universe featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org or not call yet. Maybe later. Not now. I just wanted to remind you quickly that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome back. It's been 2 weeks since I've last spoken to you, and since then, I had some. I had a mid adolescence, mid teenage crisis, end of teenage crisis, where I realized I haven't been providing you with the deep cuts that you've come to expect from the alternate universe. So you know what? I am going to provide you with 43 minutes straight of only deep cuts, only the deepest. Every song in this playlist has less than 145,000 listens on Spotify. Like, oh, that's only one song. It has like 144. This first song has, I believe, less than 1,000. Yeah, less than 1,000. And that song that has less than 1,000 is a track from Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. It's their live cover, sorry, not live version of the song, And She's Mine. Let's get to it. Oh, that's not. Oh, I've done this before and I really never learn. Right, here's And She's Mine by Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys.
Tired of love, the pain of heartbreak's too familiar. I can't get enough, so I'll bite my tongue and wait for her. Set this fire to watch it burn. She isn't needs the time, and she's not trying to change. She takes a frozen wine, and she's mine, and she's fine.
Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys with their track, And She's Mine. It's a live track from 2016. And you might be wondering, well, Neil, that was just a fire live track. You know what? I would do anything to see him live. Well, have no fear, right? April 8th on the Lafayette Quad. Whoa. 6 p.m. Beforehand, LAF is doing their Can Jam tournament. But directly afterwards, Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys are going to do their one-hour-long set on the quad. I tell you, Lafayette administration, starting to have a little bit more respect for the WJRH people. It feels delightful. So anyway, if you're interested and you like that track, you can absolutely come see him. I'd really appreciate it. It'll be a great time. And moving on to a track. All right, let's check the listeners on this. I think this is another... How many? 1,074 plays on Spotify. Oh, yeah. Deep, deep tracks. It's from Blair Elise and the Bombshells. And I only discovered this because Kyle Duke posted this album on his Spotify. And you know what? I think it's because they're dating. And you know what? We're going to find out for sure, okay? You know how? Because I am going to interview Kyle Duke on WJRH. The time is pending. We don't know when it's going to be yet, but certainly it's going to be a very, very good interview as I find out what goes on in the mind of Kyle Duke and who he's dating, because it's probably this girl. She's 19. Lady? Woman? Who knows? Right. Let's get to it. Let's get to the song Telemano by Blair Elise and the Bombshells off the 2017 album My Eye.
Why want a body when a head can be unused? Kiss the undone wiring and leave the world abused. Oh, why?
Telemano from Blair Elise and the Bombshells. Right now, I've shared my insight onto that track. I'm enjoying it. I discovered it the other day, and good track. We're not going to hear a cover of it. That's unreasonable. Moving on, we're going to hear from the mysterious Bloomington, Indiana act Hoops. Now, we're going to play a track off their 2016 EP, I believe. Or is it an LP? I think it's an EP. Tape number 3, which came out before tape number 2, obviously. And it's their track, I'm Hurting, which has... How indie is this one? Oh, by the way, the track, the the name of this episode is It Doesn't Get Any Indier Than This. This track has 27,000 plays on Spotify. Moving on to I'm Hurting from Hoops. There, we had I'm Hurting from Hoops. They're not really that obscure, but on from a near average person's own level, they are certainly pretty obscure. Let's see. Moving on, we've got a track from Matt Martians, who is a member of the Internet. And then the Internet was an offshoot group of Odd Future, and Odd Future had Frank Ocean in it, so that means, like, this guy is about two or three steps away from greatness and perfection in music, which is, you know, not bad at all. And we're going to be listening to his track, What Love Is, off the 2017 album, The Drum Chord Theory. Probably a play on, what is it? It's the Tribe Called Quest album, The Low End Theory. Who knows? Maybe I'll Google it while you're enjoying What Love Is.
Don't understand, like, you don't be knowing what be on your mind. You can't read minds. It's just like, what you want? Is it that hard? I'm
so much to prove. You're the only one I see. I'll be good there. You're the only one for me.
There we had What Love Is by Matt Martians off the 2017 album, The Drum Chord Theory. I am just going to interject here and say that, let's make sure. Yeah, I'm at one listener right now. So whoever that is, sir, I want you to text me or message me because I am going to have a lot more respect for you. And I will, if you go here, who knows? Anyway, if you know me personally, send me something. If you don't know me, go to the Facebook page, Neil at Stockman, Like an Electric Neil. Find me, beat me, text me if you want to reach me. Certainly just let me know because I want to thank you for your support. Moving on, we are going to, it's 11:24. We're going to listen to a track by Dent May, his single. No, it's a B-side. Let me just check if it was on an album. It's the track Eastover Wives, and this is my most listened. This is my most indie, my least indie track. It's got 144,000 listens. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Was not released on an album. It's just a B-side. Eastover Wives. Let's give it a listen.
Never sleep together. she's cracking under pressure. High school sweethearts, they only talk about the weather. Never sleep together. Now she's looking for some pleasure.
Nice horns, have to say. Some good horns. I enjoy them. And the piano, of course. I'm a big fan of the piano. For those of you who don't know, I do indeed play piano. That was a good track with the piano. Moving on. This is a track dedicated to everybody listening to this show whose name is Joe. I believe that's just Joey D. I believe Joe O'Leary is studying for physics. So busy that he couldn't go to my once in a year stand-up show, which I'm hearing was pretty good. I felt like I did a good job. It was a good time. Here we go. We're gonna have a track by The Glands off their only album in 2001 called Swim, and for those Joes listening, you're gonna like the lyrics.
I can hear the ocean and it's calling you to come. It goes, hey Joe. Sharp, but you're dry.
There we had The Glands with the track Swim. Now, I know some of these tracks aren't as high quality and banging as many of my previous tracks have been, but look, I just want to toss them out to the audience and see, you know, maybe you will like some of them. And then you can make fun of, well, you can be that guy to your friends and say, oh, man, I've been listening to The Glands for a while now. When they become big, even though they broke up in 2001 shortly after this album came out, which is not true. I made that up on the spot. Moving on. Thanks to Alex for listening. Thanks to Peter for listening. Thanks to Joey D for listening. Is Noah listening? I don't know. I don't know who else is listening. They didn't let me know. Yeah, I think that's it. Right. And Teresa, thank you so much for listening. Much appreciated. Is that everybody? I've got 5 listeners, so we got the 1, 2, I don't know, who knows? Again, let me know, I'll take requests, who knows? If you got deep tracks, let me know. All right, excellent work there from me on the fast talking on the radio to make myself sound as official as possible. And in continuing with this official theme, I'm going to be playing a track called Sharpness from Jamie Woon off the album Making Time. And yeah, here we go.
So existent.
excuse me, I was just taking a selfie, and I missed the end of that song. Oops, happens to the best of us. Quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Alternate Universe, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org. Next up, oh, by the way, that actually wasn't a deep track, just because nobody's ever heard of Jamie Woon. That track apparently has 14 million listens. Wild stuff. That's like more listens than like the majority of Blonde. Whoa. Who has ever heard of Jamie Woon? No one. I think like maybe he's like a really supportive and loving mom who's listened to his track maybe like 13.5 million times. That's probably it. Moving on to a track that I might skip. We're gonna play it. Maybe if we're gonna skip it. We're not gonna play it. I'm gonna look up something fun instead. I'll play it in the background. While I'm looking for a better song, but it's like an okay track. I don't really like the guy's voice. Is there any clean Anderson .Paak I can play? I don't think so. I'd love to play Chanel for you, the new Frank Ocean track. Ooh, that's some good stuff right there. I've already played Thundercat for you. It's the new Friend Zone track. Ooh, so good. Do I wanna? I've only been listening to very swear heavy music recently. Sorry, Dad. It's the music is good. You know what? Fine. Let's enjoy the rest of this track. Oops. Sorry for ruining it. See, nobody enjoyed that. Shouldn't have played it. Bad job, Neil. Bad DJ. This band has a grand total. Their number one city in the whole world is Charlotte, where they have a grand total of 36 listeners because they're awful. Sorry, Mineral Girls, from their album Cozy Body. Maybe consider not quitting your day job. Moving on to somebody that absolutely shouldn't quit their day job because their day job is with Tame Impala. What a band. What an Australian band. We're going to listen to the side project of Jay Watson, his little project, Gum, and we're going to listen to the track Elephanisi Blue. Wait, before I do that, I think I might have played this before, and I could never, ever do that. Can I not? We're going to make sure that I never play this before. I didn't. We're good. Let's listen to Elephanisi Blue by Gum. There we had Elephant Easy Blue from Gum off the 2015 album Glamorous Damage. And I'm realizing now that I have yet to do any PSAs. So let's get... Oh, man. Somebody changed the background desk, the desktop background on this computer. Oh, man. It's now Barack Obama riding a unicorn and shooting rainbows out of his hands. I'm totally serious. Never expiring PSAs. Let's play... There we go. Okay, enjoy!
When they arrived at the sheds, a crowd of women erupted into shouting and booing. Martha was right. The strikers were more organized than ever. They carried signs that said, "Huelga, strike!" They were yelling, "Help us feed our children!" When Esperanza saw their menacing faces, she wanted to run. She wanted to tell them that her mother was sick, that she had to pay the bills. Then maybe they'd understand why she needed her job. But she knew it would not matter. The strikers only listened if you agreed with them. When the guard wasn't looking, one of the strikers picked up a rock and threw it, barely missing a woman's head. Esperanza's heart was beating wildly as she and the women took their places. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Esperanza Rising by Pam Munoz Ryan. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The Exquisite Corpse. A very unusual and completely amazing story pieced together out of so many parts that it is not possible to describe them all here, so go ahead and just start reading. The full moon lights the silver rails winding around dark mountains and over steep gorges of jagged rock and one freezing cold rushing black mountain river. I wish there was enough time to describe all of the funny twists and turns, especially the elephant clown party, that led up to now, but there isn't enough time because there is a ticking clock and the two passengers we care most about don't know anything about it. In a sleeping berth in the third car from the end of the train are two children, 11-year-old twins who have just run away from the circus. The girl's name is Nancy, the boy's name is Joe. They have no idea that those are not their true names, though they will figure it out soon enough. To see what happens next, visit read.gov to read The Exquisite Corpse, a riveting adventure pieced together by John Sheska, Shannon Hale, Daniel Handler, and other popular authors. Explore new worlds. Read. This exciting message is brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Quash.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wow. The forest. There's so much, so many PSAs about the forest. We got four tracks left. This is a track dedicated to my man, Chris Delmond. You know quite a bit about him if you're a religious listener of the show, maybe a bit too much. And we're going to play a track that I discovered through stalking his Spotify. It's a vaporwave-y track called Intro. It's the first album off Young Bae. You know, that's spelled Yungbae. Young Bae's album, Bae 2, the 2016 album.
We'll be right back.
壁に照らし出すと走り出す心何もかも今忘れたいの風になれるならこの身を日差しに任せてもさあ遠ざかる浜辺に手を振って君にさあ届かぬ想いも
There, intro. I have nothing to say about that track. I thought it was pretty good. The bass line's pretty, very good. Moving on, we're going to play a track that was released on January 27th, which is probably why its listener count is so low. It's a track called Drank the Water by a band called Active Bird Community. It's off the 2017 album. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. Stick around. It's, yeah, here we go. Let's give it a listen.
Just where it goes, but I understand it happens that way. It all stays the same till it's gone from your mind, like it never did. I know someday you'll find a way to go. Some never know. It happens to me.
There we had Drank the Water by Active Bird Community. Oh, Community, good show on TV. Watch it. It's doing mailing and finishing up the show. We're going to listen to a track from Tennis. It's a recent track, which is why it falls under the threshold of 145,000 listens. It's a track called Fields of Blue off Tennis's new album, Yours Conditionally. Hope you enjoy it.
Moving right into a delivery.
Tennis with the new track Fields of Blue, 2017 album Yours Conditionally. I don't know, what do they do about this album? Isn't they did a lot of press for it, certainly. Maybe I get more as algorithms learn more and more about us and leave nothing to the imagination. Last track, I'm going to return to my boy Kyle Duke with his Brown Bag Boys. It's a track off the 2016 album Snack Time. He's following up this year, next week, April 4th, he's going to be releasing the single She's Your Queen. And in early May, as of right now, he's going to be releasing the follow-up album to Snack Time, the name of which I'll have at the end of the song. But for right now, let's listen to his relatively hit track. It's getting plays. This is how I heard of him. Spotify Discover Weekly recommended this song to me, and I'm enjoying it. Vibes of Mac DeMarco. Here we go. Let's listen to Pipe Dream by not Mac DeMarco. Let's listen to Pipe Dream by Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys. Down, so I could not fall.
know what everything means. I was in a kaleidoscope and I tried to leave, but I couldn't find the
There it is, the end of the episode. I'm at around an hour now. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to remind you that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Alternate Universe with your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. Let me know what tracks you liked, if you want. And I can, I don't know, who knows? We've got a world of possibilities, and I've got, I don't know what I've got. I'm very tired. I'm going to end the show here. Again, thanks for tuning in, and I'll leave you with DJ Roomba's curated airtime. Let's see what's on. I didn't add this track. Enjoy it.